This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I have a returning guest. He was on my show back in November 2018. We're talking no other than BioLargo, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. And with us today is the CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, especially on his flagship products. They have two profitable commercial products now, no other than Mr. Dennis Calvert. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Everett, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
You know, let's talk about 2018. We went from hardly nothing to over millions of dollars of revenue. So give us the highlight and the milestones of 2018, and what can we look forward to in 2019?
Right. Perfect. So the milestones are critical, right? As you look back, they give you a little tip on what's going to happen in the future, and the trending is incredibly positive for BioLargo. Number one, our odor and VOC, Vault Organic Compounds business unit, Odor No More, topped 1.1 million. Broke the million barrier, came in at about 1.1 million for the year, which is awesome. But, you know, I want to remind everybody that we signed one of the leading companies in the waste handling industry, you know, really about 8 weeks ago, and we haven't even turned up the spigot there. You know, as we say, our portfolio of national purchasing agreements now represents about 2,000 locations. You know, we just scratched the surface, right? That product, Cuprinine Clean, was also designated as a best practices for the wastewater treatment industry. Another 16,000 customers that we're just getting started with, okay? And so what we decided during the year, about 6 months ago, is we needed to build out a full services team. So we have design, engineering, design, construction, building, installation, service and maintenance, this whole package that makes it an absolute winner in the marketplace. And, of course, the flagship is this wonderful product that's environmentally sensitive and cost-effective. It really works for managing these very difficult odors. So we look at that business and we say, look, with the new contracts, with the infrastructure in place, it's a basic capital, of course, right? We think we can at least double or triple those revenues in 2019, pushing into the, you know, $300,000 and $400,000 a month mark in a pretty rapid fashion. I mean, you got to do it, right? It's not going to just happen on its own. But we've got that kind of pull from the client, so it's pretty exciting. So that's the odor business unit. The other, the AOS, which is a flagship in our advanced water treatment, you know, we've got a number of pilots scheduled. We got this third-party confirmation that we're a breakthrough in the way to treat micropollutants for municipal water. It's a huge opportunity. We got our 66th grant. We developed a spiral reactor, which shrunk the size about 10x and increase the volume tenfold, right? So now we've demonstrated the scalability, okay? And we want to remind everybody that in 2018, the total cash that was generated from sales, which is revenue, and grants, which is research support for the AOS, that number almost topped $2 million. I mean, it's pretty remarkable. And people forget, but that money is critical because we've got a heavy R&D commitment, and that R&D commitment is now shifting from developing technology into executing commercial strategies. Then, of course, we've got our medical division, which is in process with the FDA. We remain incredibly confident about. We're anxious to get through. It's a grinding, grueling process, but we're in the throes. We also acquired a stem cell therapy technology just late in the fourth quarter. We raised another $1 million in working capital for that operating unit, and that's important. I want to remind everybody that $1 million direct investment means that the corporate office doesn't have to subsidize that business. You know, it's being supported by third-party investors, and we believe that trend will continue. The BioLargo corporate is, quote, not on the hook to provide the working capital to get through this development cycle. And we think that model is really a perfect model. We also anticipate pursuing that for the water company in 2019. And then finally, our engineering group, we believe, has turned the corner. You know, in the fourth quarter, they had a couple of months where their billings far exceeded expenses. They landed a number of major accounts, including some Fortune 100 companies. And so that thing is really positioned to really exceptionally grow and stabilize. And again, all of these developments serve to reduce the capital demands on the corporate office as the funder of these companies as they break through to commercialization. So 2018 was a big year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you always talk about uplisting, capitalize, and execute. Those are your three things that you always put out forthright. That being said, what is your thought process for the revenue growth and prospects of hitting for 2019?
Well, that's a great question. You know, of course, it's critical that we maintain proper capitalization, right? So that's always, that always overshadows a lot of our discussion, because without that, it's really hard to invest in growth.
Absolutely.
And this company is now at the position to invest in commercial growth. And it took a long time to get here, right? But the beauty is we are here. And essentially, we believe our success in the odor and VOC market in particular validates the value of the technology. It validates the commercial strategy. We've assembled all the components to win, 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 okay? So when we look forward, we say to ourselves, look, you know, this business could in a blink, could go to $300,000 and $400,000 a month or more in a blink. And what needs to happen? Well, we just need to do that. Because as we achieve that number, that business unit can throw off enough cash flow to support all of the base operations for the corporate office. That means corporate office, Odor No More division, which is now heading into profitability, right? I mean, they're there.
Right.
And so with that base of infrastructure, the marginal contribution in cash flow for every incremental dollar is significant. And so we've reached that threshold where we can look forward and say, look, let's get this thing three or four times where it's at. You know, two and a half to three times. We can pay all our bills.
Absolutely.
So that's a big deal. The second is, for some of these products, you know, we've proved them up, and now they're really well positioned for partners, whether that's a distributor or a sale or acquisition, you know, because the technology has application in so many markets. So we're kind of shifting from let's do it ourselves, which we had to do. You know, we would argue that we had to do it ourselves because no one would do it for us. And now that we've done it, we can prove its commercial viability. We can prove its efficacy. We have hundreds of testimonials. We know the economics. We know the distribution, how this product needs to go to market. And now with that knowledge, you know, it's really much more practical to begin to recruit distributors and partners to see this product expand in other markets. Okay. The other is that in the water business, you know, how do we get to positive cash flow? Well, we made a major shift at the end of the year. We made some cutbacks in the budget and the staff. We redirected into a decidedly commercial track to reduce our burn rate and focus on getting through these commercial pilots that are now sponsored with grants, because that piece of the puzzle is so critical to be able to position the technology for partnership adoption and leverage for the intellectual property to find its way to the marketplace. So, you know, so when you look at those three initiatives, right? And remember, the medical company secured $1 million in direct investment. Again, what does that mean? It means that the parent company does not have to finance the go-to-market strategy for its medical operation. Okay, now remember, what we've done is we've held on to an equity position, and we have a license of our technology into that entity. And that business has a whole life, a future life of its own. And we think late 2019, early 20, it's going to be a great asset to spin out, whether by sale or IPO, or just let it launch into the marketplace.
Absolutely.
With proper capitalization.
Absolutely.
It's pretty exciting.
The company that we're highlighting today is BioLargo, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. You've been listening to the CEO of the company, Mr. Dennis Calvert. Dennis, let me ask you this. Why should investors take a look at your company in 2019?
It's the question, right? The question of the hour. So, you know, I'm always reminded of this quote by Richard Branson, right? Sir Richard Branson. He says, there's no substitute for innovation. Original, revolutionary ideas will always rise to the top. Right? Said another way, one of my college buddies used to say, the cream will always rise to the top. So what's about BioLargo that makes that real? Well, here's the answer. We've got revolutionary technology that is destined to rise to the top. It's just destined. I mean, 18 patents, 5 pending, 66 research grants, countless studies, you know, a decade of proving its commercial viability, finding the sweet spot to go commercial. So why now? Well, because today, which has never been before, we've got the proof, the evidence of its commercial viability. It's a potential to really go through what we call the hockey stick growth curve is staring us right in the face. And so the key is to properly capitalize, get the infrastructure in place, and then, you know, as we say, right, capitalize, execute, make this thing realize the significant potential that is inherent in this revolutionary technology that has the chance to rise to the top. I mean, it's really that simple.
You've been listening to Dennis Calvert, CEO of BioLargo, Inc. Find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Dennis, I want to thank you for stopping by on the show today. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on in 30 or 40 days and give my listeners and myself an update of what's going on with BioLargo.
Awesome. Go BioLargo.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.